over, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The 2008 presidential race has finally come to an end with the election of Barack Hussein Obama as the 44th president of the United States. Yes, the American people have spoken. And although what they've said isn't entirely clear at this point, rest assured that whatever it is, it definitely has something to do with change.
Change has come to America.
Indeed, change is the order of the day. Change and hope. Hope and change.
We want change. We want change. We want change. We want change.
But just who is this young African-American man who will soon be elevated to the position of Commander-in-Chief? Nobody seems to know. But hey, does it really matter? After all, he's clean, he's articulate, and most importantly, he's black. So let's just ignore all those silly questions about his moral judgment, economic views, terrorist affiliations, and religious beliefs.
Jesus was a poor black man.
And celebrate this historic occasion in the spirit of unity and inclusiveness.
For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country.
Who cares that our new president-elect has accomplished almost nothing in his brief political career, or that nobody outside of his immediate family knows for sure that he's even a natural-born citizen? Did I mention that he's black?
Barack knows what it means to be a black man living in a country and a culture that is controlled by rich white people!
Okay, so technically he's only half black, but he's got dark skin and kinky hair, so let's not get bogged down in technicalities.
Hillary ain't never been called a nigger!
Hillary? Hillary who?
Despite what I view as your rather extraordinary efforts in your testimony both yesterday and today, I think that the reports that you provide to us really require the willing suspension of disbelief.
Oh, that Hillary. Well, you can forget all about that shrill, sanctimonious witch from here on out. Now that Charming Berry is about to ascend to the Oval Office, Senator Clinton has exactly zero chance of ever becoming president. And the same goes for John McCain, whose title as America's oldest living maverick is challenged only by James Garner himself.
Who is the tall, dark stranger there? Maverick is the name. Riding the trail to who knows where? Luck is his companion. Gambling is his game.
Yes, America, today marks the beginning of a new age in American politics, an age in which pretty faces and mindless empty rhetoric trump experience, wisdom, and patriotism. So congratulations, fellow citizens. You've just elected to the highest office in the land the only major candidate less qualified to be president than Dennis Kucinich.
Holy dog shit!
And now you've got 4 long years to think about what you've done. Good night, good luck, and God bless America.
No, no, no. Not God bless America. God damn America. That's in the Bible for killing innocent people.
Between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream.
I have a dream that my poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-fired plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
You take her frail hand.
Why was the press attacking Joe the Plumber? Why was there a lady on Fox News and Friends who represented the Obama campaign who attacked Joe the Plumber?
The tracks and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control.
William Ayers, an unrepentant domestic terrorist who his chief strategist said Senator Obama was friendly with.
And no one kills the children anymore.
I don't want them punished with a baby.
No one kills the children anymore.